And then there's Colorado, where registered Democrats were ahead in early voting returns in 2008. But this year around, Republicans have edged ahead. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC has the story.
Early voting at polling stations like this one in downtown Denver ended this past Friday, but yesterday there was a steady stream of voters dropping off their mail-in ballots.
Well, I was just turning in my vote before the final last hours.
Pamela Malone and close to 2 million other Coloradans are expected to cast their votes prior to Election Day this year. She says she's not paying that much attention to the early trends.
Because a lot of people do make last-minute votes, like myself.
But both presidential campaigns are paying close attention to that early tally, which so far shows about 30,000 more Republicans have voted than Democrats. Independent pollster Floyd Cerulli credits this surge to the state GOP's focus on voter registration.
Frankly, they lost this state by 9 points 4 years ago. They could not take the Senate 2 years ago. They lost by about 30,000 votes. So I think to some extent they approached this election realizing that they had to make up a lot of ground. They obviously have.
But Cerulli notes those early voting tallies also include about 500,000 of Colorado's famously independent or unaffiliated voters. And despite Republicans having an overall edge, a closely watched Denver Post poll this past weekend showed President Obama with a 3-point lead among those surveyed who say they plan to vote before Election Day. Cerulli says Mr. Obama may have gotten a bump from Hurricane Sandy.
Either we've had a bit of a shift or we're just getting the unbelievable polling noise that you've seen in this election.
Nevertheless, there's a palpable sense of urgency in this state among Democrats in particular, worried about their base not turning out. When the president staged a get-out-the-vote rally in the liberal college town of Boulder late last week, Congressman Jared Polis pushed people to vote early.
I personally voted for Barack Obama earlier this week at the University Club here on campus. Some of you joined me in that. And if you haven't done the same, what are you waiting for?
Both candidates and their running mates have been blitzing the state these last few days, trying to court every single last voter. It caps off what's been an unprecedented year of visits by presidential candidates to Colorado, which has just 9 electoral votes. But it's also a sign of just how close this race could be. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.